Holidays and travel with PSP and CBD. You can still travel when you are living with PSP or CBD and enjoy trips in the UK or abroad. It just takes a little bit of extra planning. Holidays and days out can boost mental and physical health, reduce stress, increase life satisfaction, and improve bonds with friends and family. Planning ahead and taking the time to do some research can make holidays abroad and in the UK not only achievable for people living with PSP and CBD, but enjoyable too. Keen travellers Alan Foley and his wife Julie continue to enjoy family holidays together. Julie said, "Alan and I have always loved our holidays. Over the last 20 years, we've travelled the world. Since Alan has been diagnosed with PSP, we have gone abroad on short-haul holidays to places like Tenerife and Mallorca. Over the past year, Alan has deteriorated quite a bit, so now we go on holiday closer to home. Last year, we went to Saundersfoot and stayed in a caravan. It only took 1.5 hours to get there, so it was manageable for Alan. The harbour is flat, perfect for wheelchairs, so we can go for a little walk, sit outside and enjoy a cuppa. Alan is no longer able to speak and has no mobility, but he still enjoys going away. I think it lifts both of us up. Being able to see the sea and get some fresh air improves our mood. Living with PSP and CBD might make the planning process a little more complex, and it is important to consider parking and access requirements before you go, as Julie explains. The key thing is to make sure you do your research and prepare. I always look up where we are going to see what is in walking distance, and I make sure it is flat. I'll pack a bag with all the essentials he needs, from wipes to pads to straws and the special cups he uses. I also bring some food with me, along with thickeners and high-calorie drinks, just in case he refuses other food on offer. At least it means I know he is getting his calories in. I'll also make sure to always remember his hat and gloves so he doesn't get cold. Julie and Alan are currently planning a trip to the Brecon Beacons. Julie said, "We will go to the ice cream parlour and sit outside in the beautiful surroundings. PSP has taken so much from us, but we will continue to do whatever we can to make the best of life." Joyce Nicol and her husband Gavin recently got back from a 6-week holiday to Australia. Gavin was diagnosed with PSP 1.5 years ago. Before that, in 2022, he had been diagnosed with atypical Parkinsonism. Following that diagnosis, the couple went on their first family holiday with their grown-up sons and their families to Thailand. The Thailand holiday was such a success that the family decided to go away together every year. With 2 sons living abroad, one in Sydney and one in Jeddah, the family holiday provides the perfect get-together, as Joyce explains. Gavin's diagnosis of PSP was devastating for the whole family. We all wanted to make the most of life and spend precious time together. We've so far enjoyed 4 family holidays in the last few years. The first year we travelled to Thailand, and last year we went to Vietnam. Every holiday has been a great success. We make sure that we have travel insurance and we use the airline assistance service, which is very good. I believe they will take you from the taxi all the way through customs to the departure gate, but we usually just need them from check-in. There are no queues and everyone is very helpful. The holiday provides a break for Joyce as well as Gavin, because she is surrounded by family who can help out. Joyce said, "Both our sons, their wives and children are all very caring to Gavin. Because all the family is there, it gives me a break from caring for Gavin because everyone chips in. We are fortunate that Gavin is quite mobile, but he does fall quite a bit, so we need to make sure someone is with him all the time. Gavin thrives on being surrounded by family. His mobility and speech all improve when he is away with everyone. It just has such a positive impact on him, both physical and mentally. Travelling when you have PSP means you have to be organised and plan ahead. In Australia, the transport system was excellent and we used buses. Gavin is, of course, very slow getting on and off the buses, but everyone we came across was so patient and helpful. There are places we couldn't go to, like trips to waterfalls or anywhere with rocky terrain, but we simply adapt and focus on the things we can do. We're already planning our next trip away. Holiday tips. Airport assistance can be pre-booked and arranged free of charge. You can have someone to help you from your taxi at the airport, assist you at the check-in desk, escort you to the aircraft and help you board. You can ask for hoists and lifts on off the plane. Airlines usually require you to have someone with you at the airport and on the flight if you need to evacuate the plane in an emergency, use the toilet, eat and drink, or communicate with staff. If you need prescribed feeds and fluid supplements on the plane, they must have the original label and original packaging given by a pharmacy along with a doctor's note to ensure they can be taken through security. Try to find accommodation in accessible locations, resorts, no steep inclines or hills, and book accessible rooms suitable for the level of your mobility, e.g. rooms with turning areas for wheelchair users, bed rails, room hoists, walk-in shower rooms, wheel-in shower chairs. A cruise can be a very practical choice, as all of your facilities are in one place, and you can visit several destinations while only unpacking once. You can choose from a range of wheelchair adapted cabins, including an ocean view cabin, balcony cabin, or a suite. If you are taken ill while you are abroad, you need to remember that since leaving the EU, the European Health Insurance, EHIC, has been replaced with the UK Global Health Insurance Card, GHIC. Take some PSPA information with you just in case you need to share it with health professionals whilst on holiday. Our All About Me leaflet would be a really useful form to complete and take with you. Please contact the PSPA helpline or download a copy from our website.